Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jason.
What's your favorite summer thing? What's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Favorite thing to do in the summer?
Yeah.
I like to travel. I mean, that was one reason last year was tough. So we did, in fact, go to my uncle's got a place in the Finger Lakes, and we did go there for a few days last year, which was great. And we're going to do that again later this summer in August. And yeah, I like that. And I heard you and Mike talking about beaches and stuff like that. And that place has a rocky beach because it's a lake.
Right.
And like, but I like it. We have a dock. That's what it is. It's like, I like sitting on the dock.
Yeah,
that for
me is a... I wasn't saying that rocky beaches are not like acceptable as much as like I prefer sandy beaches to rocky beaches. That's all.
Jason, you've heard it before, but I'm going to tell you again. I hate sand.
Yeah.
It gets everywhere.
It does. It's rough.
I really don't like it. It's fine. I go to sandy beaches sometimes, but I'm not like an avid sandy beach goer, just because it's too much sand.
Too much sand on a sandy beach. All right.
I'm an indoor person, Jason.
Okay. Okay. That's fair enough.
Sit on a nice porch with a breeze and a book and a cold beverage. And that to me is like, that's how I want to spend my vacation.
Sounds pretty good. We have a push and pull in our relationship, me and Lauren, about what you do on a vacation. Because she has a little bit more of an inclination toward activities on vacation.
Yep. Sure.
I'm trying not to be extreme here. I don't hate activities. I don't. In fact, a vacation without any activities would seem kind of weird. Like,
sure.
There are things you should do. If you're gone for a week, you should do some activities. However, I am very strongly against programming a vacation so that it's nothing but activities.
Oh, yes.
Because it's exhausting.
Yes. That's too much.
And I have people in my family, my extended family, who can't stand the idea that there isn't always an activity planned for the next day. It's like, you know what? Doing nothing, reading a book, whether it's on the beach or wherever, like doing nothing is part of vacation. And I get that, like, there are different kinds of vacations. And if you're taking a once in a lifetime trip somewhere, you really want to drink it all in. And even though it's exhausting, you got to push because you're not there to read a book inside. You're there to be out experiencing the world. I get it. But a lot of vacations are kind of a hybrid where you go to a really nice place and you want to do some activities, but you also want to just cool down and not do things. And so that's always the eternal challenge for me. I could go to Hawaii and just sit on the beach almost every day and I'd be fine, like reading books and having beverages and just chilling. That, like, great. But I get, like, we'll do activities, but like, I don't want every day to be an activity. No, I don't. Yeah.
I like, with my extended family, the thing that we generally do is like, everything focuses, it's like eating, right? That's what it is. Like, we finish our dinner.
Yeah.
We'll all be sitting there after dinner and like relaxing, and someone will go, so when's the next meal?
our kids have described our vacations as a lot of walking and meals.
Nothing wrong with that.
Go for a walk, have a meal, go for a hike, have a meal. Yeah.
That's a good combination. I have zero complaints with that.
There's a lot of that.
It depends. Yeah, it depends, like, the situation too. Like, you know, this vacation, you know, that we go to with my wife's friends every summer, which is where we are now, we get together and we play a lot of board games too, which is nice. But also, like, people go off and read their books and do their own thing, or people go over to the beach and throw a frisbee around for a little while, or, you know, whatever you want. It's very chill, and that's nice. Like, we rarely leave the house. We occasionally walk down. There's like a boardwalkish area. You know, you can walk down there and get some ice cream or something like that. But, you know, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
It's good. Yeah. So everybody can vacation as differently as they want. Great for people who are having vacations and are capable of doing that. It's a good thing. It's good to get a break from a little mental break from work. And that is actually the thing that I miss the most about the last year and about not really having a proper vacation, is that I just think, I don't know how to explain it, but I really do think there is something about getting as far out of your grind as you can for a little while that is, you know, it is healing it's just stepping out of it for a little while, and not just like a weekend or a couple of days, but like a couple of days, long weekend kind of thing, which is sort of what I've been able to do a couple times in the last year. But like, yeah, really just go away and not worry about it for a week. Right. Like there's just something that is
a solid like 9 day. I feel like, you know, to weekend on either side and the week in the middle, if you can swing it, that's like a good amount of time
check out. I came to a realization a long time ago that the ideal Hawaii vacation at least is 10 days or longer. Right. Good. But 10 days, because like you gotta unclench and that takes a little bit of time, and then you feel it, feeling the aloha groove, and you're doing pretty good, and then you can come home and it's fine.
Well, I mean, especially for if you're coming from where we're coming from, where like getting there takes a day.
You also need to take the time. Yeah, for sure.
I need that. I need a day to unwind just from traveling
just from
travel. A day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's it's not always possible, but I like it. I realized at some point that I had only taken, there was a point at IDG where I'd been there for like, I'd been working for like 10 or 15 years, and I'd taken a 2 week vacation once, and it was and it was my honeymoon. And then I took a 2 week vacation. Then we went to Europe, and it was like my first, I guess it was like 10 years. And so, you know, and I've done more of those since, but it's also one of those things, which is, if you only ever take the week, the 10 days even seems like a huge luxury. So it's great. Good if you can do it. And if you can't do it and you're frustrated by us talking about vacation, sorry, just go to a vacation in your mind and have a little dream vacation on us.
The budget's great on a dream vacation. Let me tell you, eat whatever you want.
That's true.
Go as far as you want, stay wherever you want. Those are all great.
That's true. All right. Do I have any other summer questions for you? Oh, I don't know.
Summer questions.
Yeah. Well, the one that gets me is the fact that it gets so hot and humid in Boston in the summertime.
Yeah,
I've never
had
it's amazing.
Quite the heat wave the other week, and like 3+ days of high 90s with heat indexes over 100. Not as bad as Pacific Northwest had it, but like we're a little more used to it here, but still higher than for June, for late June, it's a bit warm. Usually July, August, that's when you start really hitting the heat. So I'm a little worried about the rest of the summer. We'll see how that goes. But then, you know, it dropped back down to like the 60s and rainy. So like, not unlike, I think, some of your bouncing around for the between the fog and everything. But yeah, it gets humid. It's not pleasant. It's not the best.
All right. Jamie's here now. Jamie's on the podcast. What's going on, Jamie? If she made more tea, would I drink it? The answer is yes. Absolutely.
Always the right answer.
Friends, that is some high quality Six Colors podcast content right there. The making of tea. The answer is always yes.
The answer is always yes. Yeah. No. Always, take,
pot
always
of tea?
Take tea when offered.
Yes, please. The only reason there's not a second pot of tea there now is that I left it with a little bit of tea in it for Lauren to have more tea. And so then she had that and then left to go to work. And
I will say,
left the tea in the
robot. One of the biggest challenges going on vacation to places that are not connected to my family is adequate tea. I end up in coffee drinking enclaves. My in-laws are coffee drinkers. And whenever I go up there, they've actually tried to buy some tea for me, but like with mixed results. Last time I was there, I think it was like, oh, green tea. Thanks.
I bring tea. Since we're both tea drinkers, we bring tea with us now.
Yes. Yeah. I have usually an emergency like sash in my backpack just because when I used to do more traveling for work and stuff, I would always be like, I have to bring my own because it was harder to find and get in some places. But the good news is the current, like our current vacation, one of the other guys who is the boyfriend of the family who owns the house is also a tea drinker. So he has his own tea sash here and he very generously will share that, which is very nice. But yeah, it is tricky at times. It's a little dicey.
Well, folks, we're on vacation. So this is our vacation podcast. We'll be back next week, though. Back to reality. In fact, Dan, next Friday, you may need to bear more of the load of the podcast because I'm going to get home after midnight Thursday night. from Hawaii.
Oh yeah.
So wake me up. Just talk loud. Get me awake. Talk loud. Well, and it's 3 hours behind, so it'll be the equivalent of 6 a.m. Hawaii time when we do the podcast. Woo! If we don't push it back. Anyway, what I'm saying is, I'll be back next week and I'll be asleep, but Dan will be more awake, hopefully.
All right. I ain't talking enough for the both of us.
And that's it. But thank you for being subscribers, and we will see you next week with a proper in-person, well, not in-person, but you know what I mean, like actually not recorded in advance podcast. But until then, bye, Dan.
Bye, Jason.